Are you living in limbo? Has your husband or long-term partner told you that they need a break, that they love you, but they're not in love with you, that they're not sure they ever loved you, that they are not sure if they want to continue the relationship, and so they go off to think about it, and they leave you sitting in limbo? That's what we're going to talk about today. Hello and welcome to another episode of the From Devastated to Divorced podcast. I'm Josie, your host and a separation survival specialist. Through my unique 5 chapters to surviving a separation methodology, I guide women who are grappling with the challenges of an unwanted separation. Together, we navigate the path from feeling devastated to confidently stepping into divorce. And today we're going to talk about that dreaded limbo stage. And what I mean by that is when your partner tells you that he wants to end the marriage, or doesn't actually tell you he wants to end the marriage, just says that he needs to think about if he wants to stay in the marriage, in the relationship, but doesn't give you a firm answer one way or the other. He might not move out and just say, I want a trial separation, and because of the way things are these days, you're both in the same house. But he's living his life as a single man while using the excuse that he is thinking about the relationship. He could also have moved out and is out on his own, doing his own thing, checking to see if the grass is greener on the other side. Or you could have moved out, like what I did, and are waiting to hear from him to tell you, I've decided that I don't want to lose my family. Come back home, please. So how long do you wait? Is there an amount of time that is appropriate to wait? How do you know? And what should you be doing in the meantime? Well, in my situation, I was not a person with a lot of patience at all. I made the decision to ask. I want an answer. I need an answer. I need you to tell me what you're thinking, where you're heading, what you're leaning towards. And I probably asked this question within the first maybe 2 weeks of our trial separation. And I got an answer, but it wasn't the one I wanted because I put pressure on him and it gave him the excuse to say, if you want an answer right now, the answer is we're done. And it sucked to hear that for sure. And for a while, I felt bad and guilty that I pushed to get an answer that wasn't the one I wanted. But what is the alternative? The alternative is to just sit around and wait for them to be ready to tell you, to put your life, your future in their hands. And what if there isn't any urgency in their part to make the decision? What if the hardest part for them was to tell you that they wanted the break and then they moved, or you moved, or neither of you moved, but they have this freedom because they're in the quote unquote separation phase and it's the perfect place for them to be. They're not interested in moving forward or moving back, but then you're stuck. So I recently saw a post on social media about a woman that has been waiting 5 years for her husband to decide. This man has been off living his life, and she's waiting and hoping that her marriage can be restored. 5 years. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I think that is bonkers. I think that's sad. I don't know if she has been rebuilding or working on herself in these 5 years, but if I had to guess, the answer is no, because I do not believe that if you are working on yourself, on your self-worth, on knowing your value, that it doesn't take you 5 years to recognize that if a man does not understand or accept the type of person that you are and value you after being married to you for whatever, 5, 10, 15 years, if he hasn't come to the conclusion that you are what he wants, that you are the partner that he wants to stick with for the rest of his life, if he didn't do it in the first 6 months, even a year, he's not going to do it in 5 years. I know it's hard. I know it's hard because we don't want our marriage to end. We want to keep our family together, especially if we have children. We want to hope and believe that this is a phase, that maybe they're just going through a midlife crisis, that they're confused, and that they are going to recognize that they made a mistake. And they're going to come back and they're going to call us back and everything is going to be great and it's going to be amazing. But unfortunately, that is statistically not the case. I'm not going to quote exact statistics because I do not have them in front of me right now. But the majority of people who get separated end up in divorce. That's just where the road leads, realistically speaking. That's just what happens. So then, what do you do? Even if you do not want your relationship to end, you have to start focusing on you. You can't sit down and just wait for him to decide for you. You have to decide. What are you going to do? This is my first suggestion, is get into therapy, get into some coaching, get into some sort of self-help. Start working on your self-worth. Start there. How is your self-worth? Take a test. Take a quiz. Read up on it. Do you value yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you feel like he left because you suck? That's a huge sign that you don't have a lot of self-worth. And work on that. Rebuild yourself. Because honestly, the answer to all of the questions is right there. Once you have rebuilt or built back up your self-worth, you are going to be the one with the power to answer the question of if you guys are going to get back together. Because he might say, oh, I do want to get back together with you. But once your eyes have been opened to how the relationship has gone, to what maybe you have settled for or what you have put up with, what you have not been receiving in your relationship, then you might say, you know what? I'm going to make this decision. And the decision for me is that we are not a good fit. We are not compatible. And I feel like we would be better off away from each other and ending this marriage. And I know it might sound like a crazy thing to say right now, because like, no way, I would never want that. But you can't say that. Because something happened for this relationship to be where it is now. And it could have been something that you didn't even know was happening. Because, like I mentioned on my 5 chapters to surviving a separation, chapter 1 is blissfully unaware or subconsciously aware. You don't know what's happening. You don't know why he suddenly said that he wants the relationship to end. You are not in his head. And so, no matter what you do, it takes two. It's going to take two of you. And you could end up like this poor woman that sat for 5 years waiting for him to decide because you refuse. I'm not going to end this marriage. Okay, so what happens? What do you do? What do you do with these 5 years? Wonder what he's doing? Exist but not live? And I'm not even talking about opening yourself up to another relationship. I'm talking about all the things that you are depriving yourself of while you're waiting around for him. You might not want to make any sort of decisions for yourself, for your career, for your life, because, hey, he might come back. That is living in limbo. That is you putting your life on hold for him to decide if you are worth it. But you are worth it. For the right person and the person who sees you, and that person can be you. You are worth it to you to have a full life, to be able to enjoy yourself and make decisions and do things, not waiting for somebody else to give you value, to give your existence value, to give all that you have done for your marriage, for your family, value. If you are in limbo right now, if you're waiting to hear from your husband what he's going to decide about the future of your marriage, I want you to take a moment and think, what is he doing? Is he in therapy? Is he getting help? Is he making changes? Is he really working on his end to make us come back together in a healthier, stronger union? Or is he using the word separation and him taking a break for him to have the freedom to go and do whatever the heck he wants in life and spend whatever money and not have to be accountable to you? Because let me just throw this out there. A separation is not a divorce. Unless you take the added steps of getting a child support ordered through the court and things like that, then he doesn't have to do anything. He can just say, we're separated. He doesn't have to help you financially. He doesn't have to do anything like that because nobody is forcing him to. That sounds like a great place to be. I don't have to be your husband. I don't have to have anything official in writing. And so I'm cool with this. I'm fine living like this. That might be their mentality. That might be their thought process. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You can put them on child support even if you're not divorced. If they are choosing not to pay, you have a remedy. So don't let them try and pull that wool over your eyes if that's kind of where things are happening. But look at what's happening. Is he trying to fix things? Is he trying to get back to you? If he's not, work on yourself. Start healing yourself. Start moving forward. Assume that it's going to be over and work in that direction. If it's not, then maybe it's a happy bonus. And like I said, maybe it's like too late when he finally decides. But always move forward. Don't get stuck. There has to be something that you can be moving forward on. If it's rebuilding your self-worth, if it's working on your resume, if it's saving some money because you hadn't really had an emergency fund for yourself before. Things that you know, regardless of if this relationship does end up being saved, the work that you have done is going to be helpful for you or for your union in the future. Don't just sit around waiting to hear from him, not doing anything, and just hoping and praying. Hoping and praying is great. Add movement, add productivity, add action to this plan. I hope that this helped you. I hope you found it interesting. And if you are in limbo, that it has inspired you to start moving forward. And if you don't know how to move forward, I want to remind you that I do have a course available. It is based on the 5 chapters to surviving a separation methodology, like I mentioned chapter 1 earlier. And it's really a pivotal roadmap to help you move forward in this post-separation journey. It's got a blend of insightful strategies, personal reflections, and actionable steps. You're going to discover how to reclaim your sense of self and rebuild resilience and open the door to a new future. If you want more details, the link is in the show notes. Definitely check that out. And with that, I'll leave you for this week, and I will catch you on the next one. Bye for now. Thanks again for listening. And if you found value in today's episode, I would really appreciate it if you could go take a moment and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're streaming from. It would really help to get the word out and help us build this community. And as we wrap up today's Heart to Heart, I hope you find healing, feel your strength grow, and embrace your journey forward.